The soul, I remember, good or bad, death doesn't have one thing to do with it. Death just takes it to its destination. You hear it?
Amen.
And if you still got the world and the love of the world in it, it'll die with you, because the world must die.
Amen.
God's condemned the world. That's the world order. God has condemned it.
Amen.
And it's got to die.
Amen.
If that world's in you, you'll die with that world.
Amen.
I don't see how it could be any plainer. And if it's good, born of God, it has to go to God.
Amen.
If it's of the world, it'll remain to perish with the world.
Amen.
If it's of God, it'll live with God.
Amen.
Educated or not educated, educated or illiterate, if the world is still there, it must die. And if the world is in your soul and your desires are the things of the world, you'll perish with the world. That's clear, isn't it?
Amen.
Should be. You're part of the dead world. And as the world is dead, you're dead with the world. But if you're born again, you're alive with Christ.
Amen.
And your affections is on things above and not on things of the world. But if you are born again of the Spirit of God, you become a part of God and are eternal with Him.
Amen.
Then
Amen.
Death cannot touch you when you're born again. You are eternal. You have changed from a creature of time to a creature of eternity.
Amen.
You have changed from death unto life. I'm talking about eternal. From eternal death to eternal life. If you're of the world, you die here with it. You love, the Bible said in John, if you love the world or the things of the world, it's because the love of God's not even
Amen.
In you.
Amen. That's right. Oh,
you can't love the world. And Jesus said you can't love God and mammon. Mammon is the world.
Yes,
you can't
right.
love the world and God at the same time.
Yeah.
And he that says he loves me and keeps not my sayings, that's the Bible, is a liar and the truth's not even in him. There you are. Shortcuts. Tonight. They're out here today. They're going on all mine. Tomorrow they want to preach. Pentecostal people letting them do that too. Yeah. They want a shortcut to heaven. Hallelujah. All I have to do is get out here and just don't think of nothing at all and say, hallelujah, hallelujah. I got one Elijah's garment. I'm going out tomorrow to cast out devils. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I got it. Praise God. Here I go. They want the shortcut to heaven, taking as much of the world as they can take.
Amen.
You can't take any of it.
Amen.
There's no shortcuts. You come the way of Calvary. You come the way of the brass altar. You
Amen.
Come the way of the brazen serpent.
Amen.
You die. You actually die.
Amen.
God, why can't I say it right?
Amen.
You die. Literally die to yourself.
Amen.
Die to the things of the world.
Amen.
And are born anew. Amen.
Amen.
No world, the things of the world is dead. There's no shortcuts. See, they want to come right quick. They don't want to grow. We grow in the Lord.
Hallelujah.
It takes growth and experience.
Amen.